scared. That's what he likes about bitches.
It's a weird choice, but okay. I guess this is Bob's World. Do we have a sponsor?
American Leak Detection.
Thank you, Ham. By the way, hello, Michael. We haven't spent a lot of time saying hello.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I think you've been killing it today on the tickers.
Thank you.
You know anything about the Loch Ness Monster, Michael?
You do, or what do you think of it?
Do you know anything about the Loch Ness Monster?
I know that it's a mythical creature in a Scottish loch and was part of a police song.
Honestly, there's a lot there, Michael. I like what you've done.
Spend a lot of time by myself.
Let me bring it in here to these guys. What do you guys got on the Loch Ness Monster?
Less than Michael Dixon.
Do you have anything?
Yeah, just that it's known as Nessie, and there's that one very sketchy photo.
Okay, yeah, we're onto something here. So whenever I hear about the Loch Ness Monster, and especially when we call her Nessie, I think of Napoleon Dynamite.
Last week, Japanese scientists placed explosive detonators at the bottom of Lake Loch Ness to blow Nessie out of the water. Sir Court Godfrey of the Nessie Alliance summoned the help of Scotland's local wizards to cast a protective spell over the lake and its local residents and all those who seek for the peaceful existence of our underwater ally.
Yes, Napoleon, I believe, was giving a report on protecting our underwater ally, the Nessie.
How do we know Nessie is our ally?
He likes to think that Nessie was a friendly monster at the bottom of Loch Ness. Now, if you're wondering what Loch Ness is, Loch is a Spanish or Scottish term, Gaelic, for lake. And it's, as lakes go, like, it's 755 feet deep, for one thing, at its deepest point, which... It's a massive lake in Scotland, and apparently, as size goes, could hold lots of monsters if it wanted to, if they existed. So, got into a conversation about the Loch Ness Monster and its origins.
Huh.
Because I have two sons, and we love Napoleon Dynamite, and just, first of all, we want to absolve all Japanese scientists from any... relation to this story. We don't believe there's any reason to trace this back to Japan getting involved in Scottish lakes and the ability to cause trouble for our underwater ally. So
seems like a long way to go for Japanese scientists.
They got their own problems. They got Godzilla. They got, I mean, who knows what's going on over in Japanese waters.
If you were investigating Godzilla, though, you might be intrigued at this.
Maybe Nessie is a kaiju.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
In my head, and this goes back to the picture. So there were photographs. I don't know necessarily the very, very, very first public outcry that there is a monster in the sea, because I imagine this goes back to the dawn of man, right? Where even like the first time you,
like the first time they saw an eclipse.
Right.
They started cutting each other's heads off.
Exactly. But even the first sighting of a whale. I mean, some of those paintings when you were a kid kicking around your like school library and you see these giant whales tossing boats of sailors just to and fro into the sea to their icy, watery grave. That was terrifying, right? As a kid, and you didn't really want to go into the sea because of what might be out there. And even what we do confirm exists, you know, whales and
giant squids with beaks,
just everything,
bite you in half.
The ocean, the Kraken is out there, as we know. I always thought it was kind of like a underwater brontosaurus, if you know what a brontosaurus looks like.
That's what it looks like. Just looks like they threw a dinosaur into the ocean.
Yes. And so the reason I bring this all to you today is 1933 seems like the hot spot on the heat map of our records and a societal hoax. So before we had UFOs as our societal hoax, that there are flying saucers and who knows what's going on, and then everybody's like, oh, you don't believe in that, huh? Oh, okay, well, you're going to find out that you're the wrong one. Aliens are here. Well, this was like the precursor to that, or several back, is that everybody started seeing things in the sea that may or may not have actually been there. And, of course, it's like a virus where the second it's put out into society, and remember how things worked back then when you don't, I mean, I don't have any idea how things worked back in the 1930s, but I'm guessing if something showed up in the newspaper, it then verifies something, even if it's not verifiable. And then word spreads, and now other people are looking into the sea and either wanting to be part of it, so their mind might even be making it up, or they're making it up, or they're seeing something and willing it to be part of this same story, the same phenomenon. So there's a blog out there called Fish Wrap that actually researches the origins of all of these things that I've always really enjoyed, and once we got into this Loch Ness Monster conversation, I had to reference it. They will also reference stories like when meat rained down in Kentucky, which I don't know what that story is, but now I kind of want to click on it as well. But in 1933, there were 11 reports in Scottish major newspapers over the summer. The first one was in May 30th. And this one, the quote in there from the Daily Record, which is Glasgow, says, determined efforts are being made to prove to a rather skeptical world that Loch Ness contains a real monster fish, which churns up the water and is unlike anything seen or heard since the days of the Kelpie and the water horse. An attempt at the weekend to catch the monster has failed, but another effort is being made to bring it back alive. Could you imagine reading this in the newspaper? You're having your little Scottish breakfast, and they're trying to capture a sea monster? I need to know more. By the way, if you want to know what a lake kelpie is, I also had to look that up. Hold on. I got that in here somewhere, too.
That's a mythical Scottish water horse.
Yes. Which sometimes transforms from a human form, which is often a female human form.
Of course.
And then before long...
Yeah, because sailors are just horny.
Yeah,
they're like, can I have sex with that?
I want a mythical creature, but it's got to have boobs on it, too. That'd be way sweeter.
So, the next day, now we're on May 31st, the next day, the Daily Record in Glasgow, same newspaper, has a letter from a reader. I was hiking up Loch Ness with my fiance, and as we were passing along near the north end, there was a great threshing of the water, like the sound of a very powerful salmon beating its way upstream. The broken water seemed to be 10 feet long, but it was a long way out. We were unable to distinguish any fish. Would this be that water kelpie? Then one day later, same paper. Quote, the driver of a motor bus stopped his vehicle and passengers had a good view of a strange sight about a quarter of a mile away. They described the monster as having a big head and a back like an overturned boat. Okay, so now we're getting to the brontosaurus in the water sort of thing. It's growing. 4 days later, June 5th, same paper in Glasgow. I believe I am actually the only one alive who has seen it at close quarters, says a reader. It actually came in with the tide and was within 20 yards of me. The body was just like a huge elephant. The head was that of a horse, only much longer and bigger. So we're starting to find things here. And this is now becoming world news that Scotland is trying to capture and figure out this Loch Ness monster. 10 days later, it was reported yesterday that several Fort Augustus people had seen the Loch Ness Monster, and in the opinion of Mr. F. Sutherland, Lovat Terrace, who has a good view of the creature, it is nothing more startling than a sturgeon. So now this guy's trying to calm people down. It's just a sturgeon, guys.
It's a fish.
It's just a big fish. Don't be misled.
Fishy, fishy.
2 weeks later, same newspaper, the Daily Record in Glasgow, Scotland. This from June 30th, 1933. I think we may safely say that the monster is nothing more or less than a native of the saltwater, probably of the seal family, having a misguided expedition into the freshwater. This is not uncommon in similar lochs. So the lochs are inland, and I guess freshwater up in Scotland, like they are here in the States. But this one came from the sea and somehow made its way, and that's what's happening, guys. It's no big deal.
Sounds way less cool if it's just a big seal that got lost, though.
That's right.
There's no magic there.
Okay, but now August 4th, we have...
What if it's a seal that sings about Mountain Dew?
Back in. Yeah, you know what? 100%. Me too. Inquiries are being made with regard to a strange animal which we saw crossing the road and making its way to the lock. The animal, he says, is the nearest approach to a dragon he has ever seen in his life. It carried a lamb in its mouth.
And
moved as if it had webbed feet, Dave.
See, this is just... This is... bored 1930s Scottish people that are like, I need to get famous and have a quote in the paper.
This one's a dragon carrying a lamb back to sea, Dave.
I got to do something to get off this potato farm. I got to manufacture something.
He has webbed feet. Okay, so 5 days later, Commander Melkheim. I'm not sure what he's a commander of. Don't ask.
It's like Commander Dunham. Is this an official title?
States he has used powerful binoculars.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was going to be he explaced powerful explosives.
And thought the monster was as big as a horse. Its sharply rising peak-shaped back seemed to be dotted with knobbly lumps. Ooh, brontosaurus again. It was black or a very dark brown, but the watchers did not see its head. Okay, now here's where we're going to calm everybody down, because 1 week later, same paper, August 16th, 1933, two gentlemen in this picture believe they have captured the Loch Ness Monster. Certainly the curiously shaped tree trunk resembles the descriptions given by the reliable witnesses. I want to show you this, guys. These two men have captured a tree trunk that looks a little like a brontosaurus, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
And if it's out at sea floating around,
yeah.
Is that possible what happened here?
That looks like the exact shape of the famous photo.
It does, doesn't it? Like a dog head almost out there in the sea, right?
So it's just a log.
Two more. 10 days later, it traveled in a zigzag way, and the bright sun enabled him to follow every movement. This went on for 5 minutes. He said it appeared to be 12 feet long and 5 feet in height from the lock level to the top of its back. So this guy's like, look, I am seeing an actual living thing that's zigzagging. This is not no tree stump. And finally, the last sighting in 1933 was late August 31st. They stated... that at first the creature was less than 100 yards from the shore. It appeared to be 30 feet long and had a huge flat head with a wriggly neck and a hump. The monster was black in color, and it traveled at a great speed, and half a mile away it submerged quickly. And let's see, and I guess that was the last time they saw it. And yes, between analysis of the picture years later, it was either a dog head or driftwood. They believe somebody sent their dog out to get actually something out of the ocean and then a bad photograph of it. And it's worldwide news that Scotland has the Loch Ness Monster. And of course, in the years since, it has been labeled very much a hoax. So don't be alarmed if you're in a lake in Scotland.
That's what they want you to believe.
That's true.
I'm also envious of a simpler time when the world was captivated by this lake monster.
Yes.
Feels like there was less going on at the time or just...
Well, I mean, every once in a while we have like stupid stories about people finding a Bigfoot carcass.
That's what I was thinking too. Is this just our Bigfoot? And does every culture have some type of mythical creature that they hold on to that might be real?
See, Chupacabra, DJ?
I'm not willing to rule out the Sasquatch.
There's a lot of wooded area that
Joe Rogan had me talked into it once upon a time when he had one of those people on. I was thinking, he's like, do you know how dense the forests are in Canada? How can we know for sure there's nothing out there?
I have a friend, and she is a Sasquatch believer, and she goes to conventions.
There are conventions?
Oh, yeah.
There's a there woman.
Big, there are Bigfoot conventions.
A woman at the Bigfoot convention?
Uh-huh.
Well, the Musers have been trying to sign him for the Mavericks. If we could find Bigfoot to play power forward, that would really be something.
Loch Ness Cruises last month launched a new app where you can report your Loch Ness monster sightings.
Really?
Yes.
Well, hot dog. Well, there you go. Napoleon Dynamite. Everything but the Japanese scientists I'm willing to sign off on. And let's do Community Quick Hits next.